A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. I am Kip Stube in Maryland.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya. We are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. this Friday, December the 18th, 2020, because of the COVID-19 pandemic, which is currently ravaging the whole world, including Zimbabwe, where we've seen figures rising in recent days.
Tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we're talking about the COVID-19 pandemic and several other issues that include the U.S. Elections. We know that President Donald Trump is still not consenting to Joe Biden following an election that was held on the 3rd of November. So let's see what is happening in America. We'll have some people analyzing that. And we also have Zimbabweans in different parts of the world talking about their experiences and the forthcoming festive season. So almost we're already in the festive season. So it's just a few days before Christmas. We'll talk about that. So Zulugandaba, Linja Lapelkona and down Zokes GNAO, Lamblaga School Man COVID-19, Sabana Kuti. So we'll have 11,866 Zimbabwe as I COVID-19 sela on Bimbi to. Because of City 9,836 Seba Pepa, Umkutanelo, Kuzo Wanjalo, Aseba Pupayo, 314. Kuzo Kutike, Johns Hopkins University, Ibiga Kuti, so we'll have to Abel Lula, 75 million, as I want to COVID-19, and Kavanoke Chigalele. Kuzo Kuti, Abai 1,665,474 Seba Pupa. Yes, Yabi so we'll have to Abel Lula, 17.2 million, as I want to COVID-19, Wolemeliga. Kwapupa about 310,806. So umkhuhlane lo uyamemetheka. Sibone njalo kubulawayo ukuthiwa ke umkhuhlane lo ungani kula bantu abaningi osubathwala senzima. Kuzokuthi eMinda High School kulama students afika 20 asebanjwe COVID-19. So isikolo sasivalwe ngcinci khona ngalo kungani kuyahlupha sibili. Marvelous. Ungaqhubeka khona.
Tinokuchingamidza ive sevari pachirongwa chedu cheLive Talk nhasi musi weFriday kudai musi wechishanu December 18, 2020 apo tiri kuenderera mberi tichitaura pamusoro pedenda reCOVID-19 iro ratekeshera pasi rose uyezve tichitarisa zviri kuitika panyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika nezvimwewo. Tichange zvakare tiine mukana wekuti tinzwe kubva kune vamwe chiremba vanova chizvarwa cheZimbabwe vari muNew York, Dr. Mona Lisa Muchatuta vari kutaura kuti ivo vakatobaiwa nhomba yeCOVID-19 uyezve vari kuti ivo vakambobatwa nedenda iro reCOVID-19. Saka pavakanzwa kuti nhomba yauya vakatowanikwa ivo vachiti izvi ndizvo zvaizokwanisira kuti vakwanise kunge vachishanda vachibatsirawo vamwe sezvo vanoshanda muchipatara. Uyezve vachitaura ivo kuti muguta reNew York vakaona vanhu vazhinji vachibatwa nedenda iri reCOVID-19 zvichisanganisirawo ivo. Tinotarisa kuti pasi rose pari zvino pane vanhu 74.6 million vabatwa nedenda iri reCOVID-19 pachiwanikwa pane 1.6 million vanhu vashaya. MuUnited States matiri kutepfenyura tiri pari zvino mune vanhu 17.2 million vabatwa nedenda reCOVID-19 310,000 zvichidaudzira vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya. Izvi zviri kubva kuJohn Hopkins University Hospital iri muno muAmerica. Asi tinoona zvakare kuti muZimbabwe uwandu hwevanhu vari kubatwa neCOVID-19 uyezve vachishaya huri kuramba uchikwira. Pari zvino bazi rezveutano rinotaura iro kuti pane vanhu vanodaudzira 11,000 zvichikwira vabatwa neCOVID-19 uye 314 vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatiri kutaura pazuva ranhasi kuti imi kana nhomba iyi yeCOVID-19 ikauya muchabayiwa here?
Bob, let's start with the US elections. We have got our two guests already lined up. That is Mr. Simba Mujuru and Mr. Musani Musontini. So let's start with you, Mr. Mujuru. Welcome to the program, sir.
Welcome. Thank you. Thank you for having me again. Thank you. And good to be here.
Thank you so much. So tell us, we see that there's still this wrangling over, you know, the election outcome. And Democrats are saying there's no issue at all. But Mr. Donald Trump is still insisting that he was cheated in the elections. And the Supreme Court, remember, it made a ruling that they cannot handle that matter because they think it doesn't have any kind of good substance in it. So what's going on?
I think at this point now, it's mainly about the Constitution of the United States. That's where we are now. In the Constitution, it doesn't prescribe Donald Trump has to concede in any particular way. So now, since the Electoral College has voted, and we know that Biden is a president-elect, now it's just a matter of process and time, and he should take over as president on the 20th of January. I don't think there's more debate about that. However, I think generally, globally, people think that elections should be like a church convention where everything is nice and quiet, or a family reunion where everything is nice and quiet. Democracy on itself is supposed to be a little rowdy, a little noise, a little pulling, gasping for positions. That's what exactly what democracy is. What I'm watching for now going forward is, after Joe Biden becomes president on January 20th, is Donald Trump going to be a patriot? Is he going to be patriotic now to say, I wish the new president well, I wish the country well, I wish the country to go forward? That's what I'm watching now.
Fabulous.
Imi munoona pane zvipinga idzo here zvingazoitika ipapa. Tichitarisa kuti pane vamwe vemaRepublicans vari kutotaura ivo kuti January 6 ikasvika, pachagarwa matare mamwe makuru, vachange vari kuramba vachipikisa chete kuti wavo mutungamiri wemaRepublicans parizvino vaDonald Trump ndo vakakunda, uyezve havasi kubvumirana nezvakataurwa izvi neElectoral College.
Kukundwa musarudzo chinhu chinorwadza. Vateereri vese ngavazvinzwisise izvozvo kuti munhu akutozvitambira kuti takakundwa panotora nguva. Saka ini ndirikuti ngativapei nguva yekuzvitambira. Kana vari kumboramba vanomboramba zvavo, asi hazvitadzise asarudzwa munyowani kugara pachigaro cheutungamiriri. Izvi zviri kuenderana nekuti vachiri kurwadziwa chete kuti vakakundwa, havana kuwina muelection. But from a constitutional standpoint, kana bumbiro remutemo, hapana chavanokwanisa kuita izvozvo kuti vachipindura zvakataurwa nevanhu.
Imi munoona pane makakatanwa here achaitwa pasati pagadzwa vaJoe Biden nemusi waJanuary 20. Uyezve muri kuona sei vanhu vari kudomwa naivo vaJoe Biden semakurukota avo parizvino?
Kutaura kucharamba kupo pane muchauro. My election ga zvanambotaura kuzvaya zvekuti zvasiyana nekuita gathering yechurch. My election hakuna in democracy, there's no segmentation system yekuti qualification, gender or anything. Vanhu vese vari mupoti imwe chete. Saka ikoko ndozvinoitisa kuti kuite mutauro iwowo. Saka mutauro ndodayira kuti mutauro uchave uriko even after January 20th. Vamwe vacharamba vachitaura chete. Ndo democracy yacho. Pane vanhu vari kusarudzwa nava Joe Biden, ini ndinotaura kuti mutungamiri kana achinge ahwina sarudzo kudai, ngaapiwe vanhu vaanofunga kuti vabatsira kugavhena nyika. Takamupa vanhu vaanenge achidayira, akazokundikana hunge akundika pamusoro, hatidi kuti azodzoka achiti ndakundikana nekuti makandipa vanhu vangatisingadi. Mukuru ngaapiwe vanhu mukana wekusarudza vanhu vaanofunga kuti anovabatsira kuitira kuti nyika itongeke zvakanaka.
Kupanyaya yedenda iri recovid-19 ratekeshera imo muno muAmerica nepasi rose, munoona vaJoe Biden vachizokwanisa here kuti vagadzirise zviri kuitika parizvino?
Handionange zvinogadziriswa nemunhu mumwe chete, nekuti denda iri riri kubata vanhu vakasiyana siyana kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana dzenyika. Vamwe vari kumaruva, vamwe vari mumaguta, vamwe vachembera, vamwe vana vadiki. Mukuru Joe Biden anofanira kungokurudzira munhu wese kuti munhu wese pese pauri ipapo, ita zvinokubatsira kuti denda iri risakanganise iwe nemhuri yako. Tese takaita izvozvo pamwe chete ndokuti tikunde denda iro riri.
Now, looking at what is happening in the USA, Mr. Mjuru, we have observed that there are certain Republicans who are saying that maybe they are going to disrupt the counting of the electoral votes, you know, come January 6th. What's your take on that?
I think they're just talking. I think the United States is the biggest democracy or the oldest democracy in the world. They've been doing this for over 200 years. They've got a lot of experience, unlike us Zimbabweans who've only been doing it for 40 years. So, and if you look at the House too, because we're primarily talking about what's going to happen in the House, the Democrats control the House. Nancy Pelosi is the Speaker of the House. She's the leader of the House. She sets the tone. She sets the agenda. She sets everything. So I think at this particular time, it's just talk. When it really comes down to it, I want to believe Americans are more patriotic than what seems to be going on right now. At the end of the day, America is going to be above individual feelings right now. That's my belief.
Let's bring in independent political commentator, Mr. Busani Mbusontini. Mr. Ntini, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, Ture. How are you?
No, very fine. How is New York?
No, it's getting cold.
No. Oh, yes. Get close to your mic so that we can hear you very properly. So now give us your take on what is happening in terms of the U.S. elections, and where do you think all this is going?
No, I agree with Mr. Mujuru that I think, you know, there is nothing really that can derail the train at this point. I think the Biden and Harris train is on the move. I don't see anything that can derail the train. Of course, we cannot expect Donald Trump or other Republicans to go quietly. They're going to make as much noise as they can, but I don't foresee any issues. Yes, on January 6th, during the counting of the electoral votes, there may be a few people that may, you know, object, but I don't think they'll be successful in that. It would just be interesting to see how normal and peaceful that counting would be.
So give us a timeline, starting today going onwards. Give us just a timeline on what is going to happen, you know, in terms of, you know, the counting of the electoral votes and all those kind of things.
I believe by December 23rd, all the votes that were done, at the state level, should arrive in D.C. And then on January 6th, that's when Congress and the House will actually meet to actually count the votes and verify the voting of the Electoral College. I mean, we already know how they voted. So now really, normally what they should be doing is counting and verifying the votes. And after that, we, you know, move on to January 20th for the inauguration. There shouldn't be anything else really remaining between now and, you know, January 6th.
Yes, so look for the level of Konokuti, Ubona and Nuketo, Kuhambajan Kuraman, Maska Lemeli.
Ukhetho lwe-Melika mbonani sesifike emaphethelweni ama-courts asekhangelile wonke ama-cases alethwe ngu-Trump lamanye ama-Republican namanye ama-individuals. Ngibona ngalesi sikhathi njalo le-Electoral College sivotile osekusele kathesi ukuthi la mavoti e-Electoral College athunyelwe e-Washington D.C. ewenzela ukuthi ngo-January 6th ngo-2021 amavoti lana evalwe, then i-Congress le-House bebesefaka isitempu ukuthi hayi bavumelana le ndlela i-Electoral College eyavota ngayo. Kanti ngiboni kungaba lo hlupho olungaba khona. Yebo, ama-Republican abanye abaTrump ningakhuluma benza umsindo, kodwa ngokubona kwami hhayi, khathesi vele ilanga esesilikhangele ngo-January 20, 2021 lapho kuzafakwa khona umongameli omutsha uBiden lo vice president uKamala Harris.
Yeah, kunjalo-ke marvelous.
Tinoona kuti vamwe vatevedzeri vaDonald Trump uyezve nevamwe vari kutaura kuti ivo pachange pari kugadzwa vaJoe Biden ivo vanenge vane mabiko avo pamwe panzvimbo.
No, not at all. As we can't say my proceedings, as we can't say takeover of government, vanguesa vanga chida kuita zvavanga chida kuita kana inini kana ndiri kumba kwangu ndakadecide ndoda kubika musiwo ndodedza hama neshamwari. As we can't say President elect Biden from becoming president. I think at this particular moment, it's safe to say, on January 20th, 2021, Joe Biden at about noon is going to be the president. Nothing's going to stop that.
And what are you hearing from other countries, you know, outside of the United States, especially Africa and Zimbabwe in particular, regarding what we're seeing happening here? Is this democracy, or what exactly are people saying?
People are talking, and most from what I'm hearing, people are surprised to say, why is Donald Trump not conceding quickly? The one good way to look at it is to say, I don't like him personally, so he should concede. Well, that's an opinion. Again, like I said earlier on, in the Constitution itself, he's not required to do any of the things that people expect him to do. So in terms of being constitutional, he's not breaking the Constitution in any way. There's no law against acting the way he's acting. But from a, like I said earlier on, from a democratic standpoint, in a democracy, you've got a mixture of different personalities. Each person is going to take laws differently. Each president or ex-president is going to act in a different manner. That's part and parcel of democracy. However, I want to add and say this: there's one thing that I'm looking forward to seeing. The first State of the Union that Joe Biden is going to give for the American history, we're going to see two women sitting behind him. I think that's a big thing for women going forward, because Nancy Pelosi is leader of the House and Kamala as president of the Senate. I think in putting things into perspective, that's a huge accomplishment for women. And I think all women should be proud of that at this particular moment.
What are you hearing, especially from African countries, you know, regarding the actual selection of Kamala Harris as the deputy for Mr. Biden?
Sorry, I didn't hear you. Can you ask me the question again?
Ndikuti kubva kunyika dziri kuAfrica vari kutambirawo sei kusarudzwa kwaamai Kamala Harris semuteveri wava Biden semudzimai.
From what I'm hearing, and I'm not hearing from, like I said, I don't know a lot of people, so I can't claim to talk for the entire Africa. I think we don't know her yet. Remember, this is new to a lot of people. We've never had a female vice president before. We don't know what it means, the impact of it. We're excited about it simply because this is a reflection of the times. I mean, women are almost 50% of the world's population. So this is now reflecting where we are as people. This is now an era where women don't have limitations anymore. So in that excitement, some people are anxious. So she really has to take the lead, I think, and set a tone and say, this is the kind of person I am, the way she talks to us. I hope as a Zimbabwean and also as a supporter of ZANU-PF, I'm hoping that she comes and talks to us in a different tone than what men have done in the past. You sit at the table with us, have a conversation with us. I think most of the global problems, if you ask me, can be solved by women just as long as we embrace their ideas, their thought process, and give them the seat at the table like they are rightfully supposed to have.
Mm-hmm. But indications of that, Mr. Mchuru, Mr. Joe Biden, if he takes the office of the president, he's going to change a lot of policies. One, immigration. Secondly, climate change and all those kind of things. Do those things have any impact on you as an individual?
Oh, absolutely. Because Joe Biden becomes the leader of the country and those who like to say president of the free world, which means by a stroke of a pen, he can change a lot of things, especially when it comes to federal law. So like, I'll give you a good example, that DACA policy that is going to change on day one. That affects people on that day. So this is why even the Bible says you've got to pray for your president, because they make decisions every day that ultimately affect you personally every single day. So, that's why I am deep down rooting for his success, that he becomes a good president, because him being a good president actually touches me, touches my children, it touches my life every day because I live here in the United States.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. So do you see any policy changes that are coming? You know, especially when we look at Africa, you know, if Mr. Joe Biden becomes the new president in January, what are the changes that you expect for Africa? You know, specifically Zimbabwe. Any changes?
I don't foresee that many changes for Zimbabwe. If anything, I think things may get harder for Zimbabwe, especially the government of, present day in Zimbabwe. Because we are fully aware that Biden was one of the sponsors of the DACA program. So I have a feeling that maybe Zimbabwe is going to be in trouble, meaning the government of Zimbabwe. But I think the people of Zimbabwe may win by having a person like Biden leading the USA. I'm hoping that, there will be a sit down, where the government of Zimbabwe and those that represent the USA can sit down and iron out things, because people of Zimbabwe have suffered enough. I mean, sanctions are there. They are targeted. We are fully aware of that. But I think sanctions are not good for anyone. Hopefully, they will sit down and come up with a roadmap. I know there's already a roadmap of how Zimbabwe can reform and be able to come out of all this mess that we are in. or even the targeted sanctions. So I'm hoping that Biden, you know, and his administration will be able to sit with the Harare government and pretty much iron out all the differences and see where we can go. Because, I mean, definitely Zimbabwe needs the USA and maybe some, they may say USA needs Zimbabwe as well. So the sooner they can resolve their differences, I think it's better for all.
Yes, kono fake ngesintu kono ko mfowethu.
Ngombono wami mbona ngani uBiden kasozatshintshe into eziningi, hayi kakhulu ubudlelwane phakathi kweZimbabwe ne-USA. But ngibona ngani i-government yeZimbabwe, uma iqhubeka isenza ekwenzayo namhlanje, ngibona ngani engxenye ayisoze ibe sendaweni enhle. Ibe lobudlelwano obuhle i-administration kaBiden. Mina kodwa isifiso sami ukuthi bani bayahlangana ama-government omabili belungise lapho ongabe bephikisana khona, ikakhulu indaba yama-sanction. Ngiyazi ukuthi ngama-targeted sanction, kodwa vele wona ama-sanction whether a-targeted kumbe a-generally ayisonto elungileyo. Ngiyazi ukuthi kule trickle down, you know, effect. So agcina kwesinye isikhathi ethinta wonke umuntu. But iqiniso ukuthi ele Zimbabwe kumele sibe li-reforme laze likwanise ukuthi i-roadmap esethwe aside i-USA ezidera bayenza lokho kumele bekwenza.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke. Sicela ubambe khonapho ungayindawo. Marvelous.
Tombodzokera kwamuri vamujuru. Munoona hurumende yeAmerica ichizosandura here kutyidzana kwavo neZimbabwe. Takatarisa kuti vari kutaura kuti ivo Zimbabwe inofanira kugadzirisa zvimwe zviga kuti ivo vazokwanisa kubvisa zvirango zvakatemerwa nyika yeZimbabwe. Pasi pava Biden, munoona pane zvichasanduka here?
Can I answer that, Nambotanga? I want to add on to what the previous caller said.
You can go ahead, it's fine.
And we always talk about sanctions being targeted, which I personally disagree with, because, and here's why I disagree with it. On paper, yes. But if you look at the law, the legislation itself called ZIDERA, the first letters of ZIDERA is ZI or ZI, like what you say in Zimbabwe. That ZI stands for Zimbabwe. So for the notion for us to say the law itself starts with Zimbabwe, then we turn around and say they're targeted. It's almost like we're contradicting ourselves. The bottom line is that these sanctions are targeted as a country as a whole, right? But on paper, we say it differently. When it comes to President Biden coming into power, I said this before. He said that let's give each other a chance. It's a fresh start. That's a good thing about change of leadership. A new leadership leader comes in with his own agenda. And I think the weight of the country now is on his shoulders for the first time. So President-elect Biden is no longer a senator, is no longer a vice president, is no longer all these things he was in the past. He is now going to be the sitting president. He's now going to have the weight of the office on his shoulders. So taking that into perspective, and he says, give me a chance. Yes, let's give him a chance. One of our things for people like me in the United States are going to be talking to him about in terms of any dialogue or any opportunity we get is for ZIDERA to be lifted and for these sanctions to be taken away so we can normalize the relationship. So when it comes to him saying, give me a chance, I believe let's give him a chance and hopefully we'll all prevail, sanctions will be lifted, and the relationship goes back to where it was in the 80s. Joe Biden semutungamiriri munyowani ari kupinda pachigaro. Kana ave akutonga ave pachigaro, zvese zvinonetsa nyika zvinouya kwaari kuti iye achive munhu anotonga agadzirisa. Paakapinda iye akataura kuti ndipei mukana, kana ndichinge ndapinda imomo ndomboongorora kuti chii chiri kuitika, then ndozotanga kugadzirisa zvinhu. Ndinodayira kuti paiti ndipei mukana ipapo aitaura nyangwe nesisi tinoda kuti ZIDERA ibviswe, kuti zvo achapatarisawo oona kuti zvo ZIDERA iyi iri kukanganisa vana vese vemuZimbabwe and inofanirwa kubviswa.
Asi muri kuita here kuti mugadzirise zviga imi vezano PFC zvakadedzerwa nehurumende yeAmerica?
Let's start by saying kuti zvo America is a government that has got its own government, and Zimbabwe has got its own government. Some of the things that the government is working on right now in Zimbabwe especially are things that the president has talked about in multiple occasions, that these reforms need to be done. We're talking about the laws that were affecting journalists and stuff like that. The president was talking about those way before even Joe Biden became elected. So in terms of enhancing our own laws, we are working on that. In terms of opening up the media space, as you know, that a few more licenses were issued, some media laws were repealed. So we are fixing things that we need to fix as a country, yes.
Thank you so much. I think Mr. Mchuru requested that you should be here for a few minutes. So now can you say your last word?
Thank you again for having me on the show again. Again, I'm a big fan of saying, let's pray for those in power. Let's pray for those with the responsibility of leadership. So we're going to pray for Joe Biden. We're going to pray for President Mnangagwa. Again, we want God to bless them and obviously help us bridge the relationship that we need to do. And also going forward, Merry Christmas to all of you and Merry Christmas to your viewers as well.
Mombo otaura nerurimi rwamai kuti mazwi enyekupedzisira ndeapi. Sechizvarwa cheZimbabwe chiri muno muAmerica uyezve muri nhengo yeZanu-PF.
Mazwi angu ekupedzisira ngekuti zvo hama neshamwari, ngatinamatirei vanotonga kubvira ivo vaJoe Biden vari kupinda ivava kuti vachitonga muAmerica, naPresident Edi Mnangagwa vari kuZimbabwe vari kutonga muZimbabwe. Ngativanamatirei. Kana Bhaibheri chairo rinotaura kuti namatirai vanhu vanokutongai kuitira kuti Mwari avabatsire mubasa ravanoita. Mukunamata imomo tinonamata zvakare kuti zvo ivo vaJoe Biden navamunangagwa pamwe vachagara pasi vogadzirisa nyaya yezidhera kuti zidhera iita sei, even kuti zidhera iri kukanganisa zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvakawanda.
Aiwa, tinotenda kuti manga muinesipo pano. Maybe musati maenda zvenyu, mombotaura panyaya yeCOVID-19, muri kuionawo sei?
Nyaya yeCOVID-19, ndachimbotarisa manumbers achona nhasi kuseni kuti America iri kutaura kuti ine 17 million or so people vari infected, over 300,000 vakashaya. 17 million, if you put it in perspective, is almost the entire population of Zimbabwe. So that just kind of like makes us look at it from a different angle. Kuti tione kuti isisu kuZimbabwe takakomborerwa sei, kana tiri kuti manumbers edu, even though we can do better, but our numbers are not as high as other parts of the world. So we continue to pray that these vaccines will eventually stop this, so that we don't have serious cases. And also we pray for people affected here in America, vaya vakafirwa nehama, tinovanamatira kuti vanyaradzwe naMwari futi, because denda iri is a very unfortunate thing for everybody globally.
Aiwa, tiri panyaya yevaccine iyoyo, tiri kutoona pane vamwe chiremba veku New York, Dr. Monalisa Muchatuta, vari kuti ivo vakatowanikwa vachipiwa vaccine iyi mazuva maviri apfuura. Imi munoona sei nyaya yevaccine iyi?
Inini handisi chiremba, asi personal opinion yangu ndeyekuti zvo vanokwanisa kuwana vaccine, torai kana muchinge makwanisa kuiwana. Endochema kuti hama dzedu dziri kuAfrica dzikurumbidzwe kuiwana vaccine as soon as possible, because we can't run away from medicine. Hatingatizi kana vanokwanisa kurapa ana mazvikokota kurapa vatizvo vawana chinhu chinokwanisa kubatsira padenda irika, ngatichitambire nemaoko mairi.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Saka potanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna vasimba mujuru vanova ivo chizvarwa cheZimbabwe chiri muno vari kuOhio, uyezve apo tiri kuona Dr. Monalisa vari kutaura ivo vari kuNew York. Regai timbonzwa. Let's hear from her about how she took the COVID-19 vaccine after she also had contracted COVID-19 earlier on.
Just got my coronavirus vaccine, as you can tell from this beautiful I got vaccinated sticker. I got the Pfizer vaccine at my job today. I feel extremely privileged and a strong sense of relief that this vaccine is finally here. I know there are a lot of people that felt or are still feeling a bit of trepidation around getting this vaccine. but I'll tell you that I feel relief. COVID has been scary. What we've seen in the hospitals was scary. And this decision was an easy decision for me because after they proved to me that the side effect profile and 95% benefit for this vaccine, there was no choice for me but to take it. And I'm extremely happy and extremely grateful to have gotten it. I feel good. I'm one of those doctors that's afraid of needles. So there was a little bit of drama with just getting the needle in my arm. But like I said, if I could get it in my eye, I would have, because this was a no-brainer. I'm happy to talk to anybody that's still worried. Text me, call me, email me, and we'll talk more. I feel good. Talk to you soon. Christmas came early, you guys. I'm just overwhelmed with happiness and relief.
Yes, marvelous. You can say something about it.
Yeah, we're hearing there from Dr. Mona Lisa Muchatuta. She's actually a Zimbabwean young lady doctor based in New York. So she also contracted COVID-19 earlier on in the year. She works in the ER. So she was saying for her, the COVID-19 couldn't have come at a better time. But we will be talking to her later on to just also find out that, you know, after a day or two of taking the vaccine, how is she feeling? But from the conversation I had with her, she said there are a lot of myths out there and people need to actually ask their medical doctors or medical professionals not to use the information that people are pushing on WhatsApp, because she said she's aware that people are saying this vaccine is demonic. Some are alleging that it's 5G. Some are alleging it's the mark of the beast. She, you know, she did talk about a lot of the myths that people are actually pushing, but her own advice was that it's important for you to research on the vaccine and also to just learn about what the benefits are, because from her, she says the benefits far outweigh what, you know, the other people are saying are the negatives of the vaccine.
Yes, marvelous. We know that, you know, in Zimbabwe, there are so many things that are happening right now. People are preparing for Christmas, one. And secondly, there are some Zimbabweans living in different countries. And we've got now Nomalanga Vivian Pepe. She's in Israel, you know, doing whatever she's doing there. She is one person that we always talk to, and she's very pragmatic about the situation in Zimbabwe. So let's talk to her a little bit about her plans, you know. So welcome to the program, Miss Pepe.
Thank you.
So are you planning to go home?
No. With the current situation, Dube, even if I were to go home, I mean, it's just not practical right now.
Why?
Like, if you look at it, the expenditure back home, like, things doesn't look good back home. So even if, especially for us, people from outside, like, there is a lot of things. It's either you go there and then you may be able to, you may not be able to go out after going home. All those things, like, you know, things at home are just not okay. So how can I put it? Like, you see, there is a lot that they are demanding. As it is right now, if you look at people who be going home, maybe from neighboring countries like South Africa, Botswana, right now the fee is being pegged at like $60 just for that letter, whether they call it a letter or test, that you don't have the COVID. And then it's suspected that when they go back after the holidays, the fees might go up again. Imagine if you went there maybe as a family of five or six, you pay $60 per person, and then when you're going back, you find that they're telling you maybe $80 or $100 per person. I mean, that's a lot. You know, the problem at home is they don't know, they don't value other currencies, especially the US. So even $60 alone, if you look at it, for people mostly who go there to make a living because they go to South Africa to stock things and go back home. That $60 alone per trip, I feel is a lot because I think that's somebody's profit already. So for you to pack it at $60, that's a lot. So I think those are some of the things that will make me think twice before thinking of even going home. Indlela izinto ezenzakala ngakhona eZimbabwe ngendlela abantu abakhuluma ngayo ukuthi isimo sezinto singakhona. I've spoken with abantu abaningi abangitshela ukuthi even ama-prices izinto ziyadlula, izinto zikhwelile emalangeni. And then kusucabanga ukuthi kathesi kuthiwa ukuthi uye eSouth Africa ubhadala $60. So alright, laba bazahamba ekhaya babhadale ke leyo mali njengoba ehlelweni oludlulileyo osisi bebekhuluma ukuthi bahlukane lezi mali ezingakanani. So ma ngabe umuntu onjalo udecide ukuthi usebuyele emsebenzini ngoJanuary, uyayibona nje into yakhona ukuthi vele bazokhweza izimali ngoba bazokuthi abantu abala choice.
I think the network yakho
babhadale yona le imali abazobe beyitsho, and it's a lot of money.
Yes, yakuzwa
khona. Ngiyakuzwa leyo mali leyo right now nge-situation ye-corona le abantu vele kabala mali. So ukuthi ku-charge imali ezingako already, it's a lot.
Aha. Sicela ubambe khonapho ungayikatana, sibuyele kubaba uNtini ngamafutane. Baba uNtini, akusitshela ukuthi wena ngokubona kwakho ubona ngani ke eMelika kuza hamba njani xa sikhangele khonokho ke ukuthi ukhetho kungani bakhona bazaphikisa khona ngale ku-House of ku-Congress. So ngicela ufake ngesikhiwa sese sibuyela ke sitshaye ngesiNdebele ngesiNdebele kangamafutshane sibe sesingena kwabanye.
Mr. Dube, as I indicated earlier on, I think now the roadmap is clear. I don't think there will be any issues here at all. I mean, people make noise, but I don't think their noise will go that far. I think right now, really, we are looking for January 20th inauguration that VP elect, president elect, or VP elect. Biden or Harris. I'm born in Ukona or Winyong in Zagala.
Oh, yes. So, hold on there. It's born again. I think we're joined by Mr. Tuanda Sokora. Mr. Tuanda Sokora lives here in USA. So, briefly, Mr. Tuanda Sokora, how do you see America going, you know, in terms of what is going on right now? We see that Mr. Donald Trump is still insisting that he actually won the election. So what's your take on that? Just briefly. Mr. Zogora? So I think Mr. Zogora can't hear me there. So let me hold on there so that we'll cue him in as we go. So I think Marvelous is there now. Maybe talk to Mr. Zogora because I guess he can't hear me. You know, I've been trying to cue him in, but he can't hear me. Can you try him? Maybe it can work.
Hello, Mr. Jokora. Murguti Nzwere.
Yes, I can hear you now. Magadi Tete Mavelas. Magadi Yuateri.
I want to reward you. Chombo Tari Sash, Rukwitika imo muno mu America, panyaye U.S. election, kana kutisarudzodze muno. Imise batore MDC Alliance, munoona sei kupinda kwa Biden. Uye jene makakatano wa Parisian wa chiripo wa Trump Parisian. Wasatwa wani kwa yu wachisi ya matomu kutu. Aiwa, wa Biden ndo wakakunda Parisian. Murukuona seishi.
Aiwa, isu takambu uya pachirongwa tika taura kuti America ndo mija ze kutonga kwe kutabishinji inoti, inoti kana democrats. Saka tukona kuti vana vanu ve America varukunya zora tiza kuti ndo vano dzidzisa nyika dzese democracy nezviri kuitika izvi. Takataura kuti vanhu vakasarudza munhu wavakasarudza ende tichaona va Biden vachipinda pakutonga nyika yeAmerica nekuti ndo zvinoita democracy. Kana vanhu vasarudza munhu wavanenge vasarudza ndiye munhu anofanira kutonga. Saka tiri kuona zvedu zvinhu zvichifamba zvakanaka kusvika musi wa20 pachazopinzwa vaBiden panyanga kuti vachinyatsoita chaizvo chaizvo zvinenge zvichitaurwa kuti sarudzo dzakabirwa muAmerica manakira zvakaita ndekuti vanhu vanopiwa kodzero dzekuenda kunopikisa kumatare dzimhosva zvoongororwa vamatare dzimhosva otonga asina kwaakarerekera zvisina kuti uyo ndingana uyo mutungamiriri zvakanyatsoratidza nyika yose kuti ndozvinofanira kuitwa nenyika dzose dzepasi rose asi iwo tichitaura kudaro isu sebato reMDC toda kutenda vaTrump nevamwe vose vavaishanda navo nemashandiro atakaita makore 5 avanga vari pava vakanyatsogona hapana pavakakanganisa vari kuenda tichivafarira asi zvakare tinotambirawo vaBiden tichiti ndivo vakatanga nyaya idzi dzekuti vanhu havafanirwi kurovana kutukana kana kupondana kuma1970s chaivo chaivo ndo vakatanga vanonyatsoiziva nhoroondo yeZimbabwe saka tinotarisira kuti tichashanda navo zvakare zvakanaka.
Maybe just give us your take on what is going on in America right now. We see the Republicans up until they say January 6th they are actually going to be in Congress. They might actually be, you know, opposing what the Electoral College has passed, that Mr. Biden is the one who is now going to be sworn in as the president of America, because they are still believing that their candidate, Mr. Donald Trump, got a raw deal. What's your comment on that? Is this democracy at play, or what are we seeing happening?
It's democracy at play, and they've shown to the world that democracy works, that the will of the people must always prevail, and the will of the people will always prevail in America. This is a rich tradition that has been followed by Americans for over 200 years, that you give power whenever you lose elections. And this is what happened. They had an election. There were complaints here and there. And the good thing about American democracy is everyone is entertained. You are given your opportunity to go to court, and you are heard in court, and the courts are free and fair. They don't care who you are. They don't care that you are the president of America. It is the law. It is the constitution that is used. And we have seen it, that America is indeed the epitome of democracy. The will of the people has been allowed to prevail. And we're going to see the inauguration of Mr. Joe Biden on 20 January. And before I go, I just want to thank again the Trump administration for the way and manner we worked with them as MDC Alliance, and the manner that they stood with the people of Zimbabwe, not necessarily standing with people that are diminishing people's rights, that are persecuting the whole country. They decided to stand with the people of Zimbabwe. And we expect that to continue with the Joe Biden administration.
So are you not expecting any policy changes? Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Do you expect any policy changes in Zimbabwe when the new administration comes in?
I don't think there will be any major policy changes, because the issues that made the police of the United States of America, especially Zidera, to be put in place, those issues have not been resolved. The issues to do with the rule of law, the issues to do with the people's human rights and corruption, they are still existing. So until the Zimbabwean government decides to stop arresting people arbitrarily and killing people willy-nilly in the streets, I don't think there will be any major change in as far as the United States is concerned.
Thank you very much, and have a very lovely weekend. Thank you so much, sir.
Maybe let me just ask one question about COVID-19, because I know where you are there in Dakota, it's really, really, the numbers have been going up. What is the situation now? We see that there is this vaccine coming up. We've seen some doctors, you know, being inoculated the COVID-19 vaccine. What's the situation in North Dakota where you are?
Well, the situation in North Dakota is very bad. It's very scary. We don't even have any hospital beds left. The COVID-19 numbers are going up every day. And it's, of course, because of what the people here believe, that, you know, it's not as bad as that. But actually, it's very bad.
But do you see that changing with the coming in of Mr. Joe Biden of the Democrats?
Yeah, because if people listen to the people at the top, they listen to their president. So if Mr. Biden begin to talk about wearing masks or about going to get the vaccine, I believe that there will be some people who begin to listen to him. And of course, I'll be the first one to listen to him. If he says, let's go and get the vaccine, I'll be the first in the line to get that vaccine.
Taurai neshona tinswe. Pakanzi vaccine nomba yava koikoko kwa muri ku North Dakota. Muchaita se?
Nema afira arukita vanhu kuno kune zvirikuitika kuno kuzvipatara zvakazara. Vana vangu inini manesi vanouya vachindiudza zvese zvirikuitika. Saka panonzi pakuitwa nhomba indotonge ndiritoripo pamberi papo ndotongobayiwa nhomba yacho nekuti unogona kungofa wakatarisa.
Thank you very much, and have a very lovely weekend. Siyabonga, tatenda ba.
Right, thank you.
So let's go back. Let's go to Zimbabwe now, where we know that marvelous some community radio stations were issued licenses. So we've got Pelagia Kapuya, who is the chairperson of the Zimbabwe Community Radio Stations Association. So let's hear what she says about the issuing of these licenses.
17th December 2020, which was last night, the authority announced the granting of community radio licenses to the Mbembezi Development Trust, Tepe Manama Community Radio Trust, and Nyangani Community Radio Trust. Since the promulgation of the Broadcasting Services Act of 2001, which introduced for the first time legality to the idea of community radio broadcasting in Zimbabwe through reference to the three-tier broadcasting system comprising of public, commercial, and community broadcasting, ZACRAS has been advocating for the licensing of community radios so as to give a voice and accentuate existing ones in marginalized and underrepresented communities. The formation of ZACRAS was therefore premised on the need for a unified national advocacy platform for community radio initiatives and activism. This national advocacy platform, which is ZACRAS, had as its primary task seeking both the democratization of broadcasting and media-related laws, as well as pursuing a people-centered lobbying for the urgent licensing of community radio stations. Obviously, for us, it was very urgent, but for the powers that be at that time, it seemed like it wasn't, because it didn't happen as early and as urgent as we would have wanted. One reason or other would be given. ZACRAS therefore takes this opportunity to commend the Second Republic for taking visible steps in seeking to put to light the provisions of the BSA, which is the Broadcasting Services Act, including Section 61 and 62 of the Constitution of Zimbabwe, which talk about access to information and freedom of expression respectively. This latest development also comes against the background of the licensing of the first campus radio, the Great Zimbabwe Campus Radio. While we remain alive to the fact that these are the first of the 10 community radios that are set to be licensed in what we hope to be the first phase, we continue to entreat the government of Zimbabwe through BAZ to ensure that the broadcasting space is diversified in its entirety through the licensing of people-centered and community-rooted and owned community radios. Furthermore, we urge the government of Zimbabwe to ensure that the new licensees get all the technical and startup support that is needed to get the stations off the ground. As ZACRAS, we stand ready to partner and offer any support that may be needed as the country transforms the broadcasting sector. As ZACRAS as well, we however believe that
so marvelous. That is Miss Pelagia Kapuya. You know, she is with ZACRAS. So it's good news, really, that there are some radio stations that have been, you know, licensed. And it's taken, you know, years for this to happen. And we also have the program manager at ZACRAS who actually issued his own kind of remarks. Let's hear what he says. And his name is Mr. Jerry Zimgwevu. He's the program manager. Here it comes.
Programs officer with the Zimbabwe Association of Community Radio Stations. Bese sekulakala sokuthi uhulumeni usendale i-broadcasting authority of Zimbabwe ukuthi banike izicoco zokusakaza kuma-community radio station. Siyasamukela kakhulu lezi zintathu esezinikiweyo nezikhuba kungena mncintiswano esigabeni lapho abazasakaza khona. Siyakwamukela kakhulu, kuyinto enhle, kuyinto esiyibona izathuthukisa izigaba zethu ngoba kahle kahle vele umsakazo emphakathini yona i-community radio ihlose bengathi ijonge ukuthuthukisa izigaba. Njalo siyakwamukela ngoba sokukhanya ukuthi imisakazo ayisahlali ingekahulumende lo kumbe ingeyabantu abalobudlelwano nohulumende. Sikhangele kakhulu into emanama community radio station emanama eGwanda abalilunga lezakhasi. Siyakujabulela lokhu ngoba abantu besikwazi ukuthi nama-community radio imisakazo eqhotho ephume ebantwini. Ayisiyomsoko imisakazo ehlose ukuthi isetshenziswe kwezombangazo. Njalo siyakhuthaza-ke ukuthi uhulumeni kaqhubeke enika isiqoqo emsakazweni engathi ekondileyo ukuthi ithole ngathi iyadiseva ukuthi ithole. Kuyabe kungasayi i-community radio xa imisakazo ingaphiwa ama-license kumbe ubungane kwezombangazo kumbe kwezamabanga, kodwa kayibe iqile emphakathini njengale nto bemanama lalezi inyangani lezi zinto eziphiwa. So siyathemba ukuthi akusinto esiphelele kathesi njengoba lezi ziphiwe ngoba akuya mncintiswano lezi ziseleyo nje eziyisikhombisa kuwe nama-community radio aqotho sibinde angela uhlangulango angenzekelanga kwezombangazo kumbe kwezamabandla ayizombangazo kodwa aqonde ukuthuthukisa isigaba.
So there you are. Jerry Zungwevu is very happy, marvelous about what is going on. And we also have another gentleman, Tafatswa, who is a journalist based in Harare. Let's hear what he says about these community radio stations.
Since ukuqala kwe-independence 1980. Lokhu kusho ukuthi ngezinye indlela sicabanga ukuthi abantu sebengakwanisa ukuthi bezitshengisele njalo sebengakwanisa ukuthi bekhulume ngolimi lwabo abakwanisa ukuthi belusebenzise okutshengisela ukuthi songakwanisa ukuthi lakube langani kule democracy unlike that singakwanisa ukubona kula ma-community radio stations iminyaka leyidlulile. And njalo ke kwanisa ukusinika imisebenzi kula abanye bethu abasakhulayo sebefuna ukuthi sithole imisebenzi kuleli kufield le e-journalism kodwa kuyabe kungena msebenzi kodwa kuyenza kwama-community radio station lawo siyakwazi ukuthi sokwavulela abanye imisebenzi.
Thank you.
So marvelous. It seems journalists are also happy. They think that jobs are coming now. You know,
yes.
The media is very tight, you know.
Yes, I think it's an early Christmas present. So they came at the right time, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be interesting to just watch what's going to happen because a lot of people have been crying foul about, you know, community radios not getting these licenses. So let's watch and see what's going to happen.
And apparently Zimbabwe is the only country in Southern Africa, if I'm not wrong there, which didn't have community radio stations.
Really?
And yes. So if you look at the kind of, you research and go everywhere, you find that Zimbabwe did not have these community radio stations. There are so many in South Africa, you know. There are over 100, you know, community radio stations. And if you look at Lesotho, they're there. You go even to Botswana. There are some community radio stations. So normally what happens in Southern Africa is, you know, the commercial radio stations are normally allocated to people who are close to the status quo. And then when you look at community radio stations, they also have that kind of thing, but a bit, leaning towards the community. So it's all how you play your game to get a license, you know? So it's just something very exciting. So we still have got Mr. Busani Musontini. Maybe he can give us a take about these community radio stations. Mm-hmm. Mr. Ntini, what's your take on that?
I think it's a good thing, 40 years after independence, I think this should have happened made within the first few years after independence.
Mm-hmm.
As we talk right now, we're talking about COVID-19. People need, you know, certain ways of knowing, you know, how information reaches people. Mm-hmm. So by having these community radio stations, you know, programs can be implemented where people in Cholocho, in Vesha, you know, in Gwanda, in Masingo, you know, in all these other remote areas, people can be reached. Mm-hmm. And they can be provided awareness for, you know, programs such as, you know, COVID-19 or other programs that are important. Even during elections, I think if people can be reached through these community radio stations, it will only help, you know, the voters to be aware of the candidates and what they stand for. So this is a good thing, but we are hoping that these licenses were, you know, granted above board. Even, you know, myself, if I wanted one with my community, we had a chance to, you know, actually get it. Mm-hmm. Hopefully there wasn't any corruption involved in distributing these licenses.
So you can even speak in Ndebele so that you can reach other people there? Go ahead.
Yeah. Mbono wami mbona ama license la into enhle kakhulu ngoba lokho kuyathi ukuthi umuntu osevesha esigodini, umuntu osecholocho langaphi langaphi, ngala ama-community radio station bazakwaniseka ukuthi betholakale. Ngokungakhala isikhathi esiningi mina ngakhulele evesha esigodini, ama-radio amaningi ayengangeni. Kwakumele wesikhathi xa uthatha iwaya uyefaka phezu kwesilash uradio 1, radio 2, radio 3 befike. So hopefully ama-community radios la ama-frequencies akhona ayafika endaweni eziningi, whether ngesikhathi sama-election ukuthi abantu behlanganele ama-candidate khonapho kuma-radio, ngesikhathi se-COVID-19 kunje abantu betshelwe befundiswe ngendaba ze-COVID-19. So yinto enhle eyenzakeleyo. Siyathemba ukuthi wonke umuntu obelesifisa ukuthi athole i-radio station kumbe i-community abefisa ithole i-radio station batholile le two.
Okay, so tell people about your experience. You know, you talked about something very, very critical here. The way you used to listen to radio at home, describe it to people so that they understand the importance of radio. So you are tearing wires and doing what?
So sometimes you have to tie a wire. You have to pretty much try to find a signal. Just like what people do now with the cell phones, you have to move from one corner of your house to another, or even go climb the mountain. So there were times that if you wanted to listen to Boso on a Sunday afternoon, mm-hmm. sometimes you have to climb Okobambitsi or Tereneri. These are the mountains in my area, with your small radio so that you can get the radio frequency, because in certain areas where it was lower, you couldn't get radio 1 or radio 2 or radio 3. So you had to be very creative to get the frequency when we were growing up.
When it rained, you wouldn't go on top of a mountain, right? When it was stormy and stuff like that?
No, when that happened, that meant you were not going to be able to listen to the radio that day.
Apo tiri kunzwa vabusanini tini vari kutaura ivo pamusoro pekukosha kwakaita macommunity radio station tangatambonzwa kubva kune vamwe vakapiwa maresidence iwaya emacommunity radio station uyezve nevatori venhau vari kuti vari kufara kuti hurumende yakavapa yakapa mamwe masangano ari kuita macommunity radio station aya sezvo mabasa aakuzomuka saka vantini vari kuti aiwa macommunity radio station akakosha nekuti ndiwozve anotepfenyura nyaya dzakadai se kana paine denda rakadai se COVID-19 vanogona kutora nyaya idzi vachitepfenyura vachiisa kunzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana nyanya kumaruva. Vakataura zvakare kuti anoshandiswa zvakare munguva yesarudzo kuti vanhu vazive kuti vanoenda kunovhotera kupi nezvimwe zvakadaro, saka ndokutaura kwavanga vari kuita.
On that note, I think we have to end our show here. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Simba Mujuru of ZANU-PF, Mr. Busani Musontini, who is a Zimbabwean living in New York, and Ms. Vivian Nomalanga Pepe, who is in Israel, Mr. Tawanda Tsokora, who is here in USA as well. We thank all the people who also contributed to the show and those that actually sent us videos and audios. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Maryland, saying good night, Zimbabwe.